Hello, my friends. I am the Reverend Nancy Reed McKee, the minister at the North Lake Unitarian Universalist Church in beautiful Kirkland, Washington. Welcome to our podcast. We hold services each Sunday morning at 10:30 Pacific time, and we host a hybrid service where most people join us in person, but you're also welcome to join us online via Zoom. We publish excerpts from our selected services as podcasts, such as this one. To learn more about us or to reach out and contact us, please visit our website at northlakeuu.org. That's NORTHLAKEUU.ORG. I hope you enjoy this podcast and I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings. In December, I was at the monthly gathering for the Kirkland Christian clergy, and near the close of the meeting, I brought up about the idea about setting up a calendar for 2024, about the things that we would do together, ecumenical activities that we would plan on celebrating together. There's Good Friday, Pride Day, and then someone mentioned that we should add an election night vigil as something the faith community should do together. And my stomach dropped. The reality hit me. This is an election year. I realized right then and there that if all I was planning in response to a critical election year was to pray about it the night before, then I would be failing my duty as a minister. I want to begin early this year by saying we all need to pay close attention and be actively engaging whenever we have a chance, because there's a real possibility that this year we could be voting the country into a fascist system. We cannot afford to be passive about this. But there are questions about our role as a faith community in regards to politics that we need to consider as we begin. The first question that arises is this, right? What about the separation of church and state? Is it okay for the church to talk about politics? Yes, the answer is yes. In fact, guided by our values and principles as a religious leader, I am compelled to talk about the political forces that are in play right now. And I believe that we as a religious community are obligated to assert our values. From this pulpit, I will not talk about particular politicians or particular political parties, but I don't need to, because this is about more than the particularities. It's about the political system that is out of control, and it is about extremism that is steering us into possible cataclysmic times. When we have national leadership that condones banning travel from Muslim countries, when we have a system that allows immigrants to be held in detention camps at our borders, when we have the creation of a special military force, ICE, that works outside the conventional criminal justice system, we must take notice and we must pay attention to the patterns that are happening. We cannot afford to simply hope that things get better. In his book, How Fascism Works, Jason Stanley says this: "The dangers of fascist politics come from the particular way in which it dehumanizes segments of the population. By excluding these groups, it limits the capacity for empathy among citizens, leading to the justification of inhumane treatment. From repression of freedom, mass imprisonment, and expulsion, to, in extreme cases, mass extinction. Mass extermination, I'm sorry. American politics is coming perilously close to false beliefs and dangerous practices. And we as religious people need to be clear about how it is our own personal values, about our own principles and convictions, so that we can be leaders in steering the country away from danger. Another question that comes up about regard to talking about democracy is that while I am it's about actually our regard for democracy. And while I'm arguing that we must all defend democracy, I have to admit my own ambiguity about this. American democracy is not practiced in a way that I can wholeheartedly endorse. Somewhere along the way, American democracy has become synonymous with capitalism and synonymous with a presumptive arrogance regarding the rest of the world. This holds little appeal to me. But Winston Churchill is famous for his quote, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those other forms that have been tried from time to time." What does appeal to me is the experiment of democracy with its possible promise of pluralism. And by that, I mean a country where people of all social classes, religions, races, genders, and identities are together while still holding their different traditions and interests. That's a vision of democracy. I like democracy as a verb, a goal that we can strive for, more than a noun, a title we claim. We don't yet have a true pluralistic democracy, but that doesn't mean we give up on it. It means we apply ourselves to our ideals even harder. And the third and final question I want to raise today is this. How do we as a religious institution respond to the emotional impact of this and of what's going on in our country? The anger, the fear, the disbelief. How do we hold all this without becoming angry people, fearful people, disbelievers? I'm talking about here about our essence, about our souls. How do we ground ourselves in our love for each other, our love for the world, and how we respond in healthy, sustainable ways? There's no benefit in learning about the hallmarks of fascism if it only leads to diminishing our adherence to our values. If it only perpetuates fear and anxiety, all this knowledge is not going to help us. Joanna Macy, in her book, Active Hope, argues that we are in a time of immense upheaval. She calls it the Great Turning. She likens this to other historic times, such as the Agricultural Revolution or the Industrial Revolution, times of great global social shifts. As the world unravels around us, there are three dimensions to how we must respond to these, she says. The first dimension is holding actions, the actions we take to hold back and slow down the damage being done. These actions involve things like boycotts, signing petitions, initiating petitions, legal proceedings, protests. The second dimension is a shift toward life-sustaining systems and practices. This means rethinking how we approach things such as healthcare, banking, business, agriculture, transportation, and so many other structures that have become detrimental instead of life-sustaining. And the third dimension is a shift in consciousness toward a deeper connected identity. At the core of this is that deep wellspring of caring and compassion we each must hold for the other. We need to deepen our sense of belonging, belonging to each other, belonging to the world. And we do this by devoting ourselves on a regular basis, to practices that reconnect us to our hearts, to our minds, and to our views of reality. These are practices that resonate with our spiritual nature and that call us back to living according to our values, according to our hearts. This is why here, this religious community needs to openly face what's happening here in the country. We need to acknowledge it, and we need to grieve together. And this is why, more than ever, we need to pray, practice gratitude, practice listening to each other's heart stories. Because we need practices that deepen our souls and our hearts. We need to sustain ourselves and each other as we work toward healing and restitution. Sorry. And that is why we need to talk about democracy and to examine our political resolve, because we are part of the Great Turning. turning toward holding, toward sustainability, toward deepening consciousness and connectedness. So what am I asking from each of us today? I'm asking that this year, we each to commit to practices that will sustain us. Pray, meditate, do yoga, sit in nature, breathe. Come to rituals of lament or vigils, protests, boycotts, and actions. And come to sessions that I'm creating called Make Good Trouble to examine sustainable alternatives and teach us about dangerous systems that we're up against. This year, be deliberate and join us all to make good trouble. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Northlake Unitarian Universalist Church podcast. We hope that the words you heard today have uplifted your spirit and perhaps inspired you on your journey. Remember, our mission is to nurture your spirit and to be part of the work of healing our world. If you would like to stay connected or learn more about our community, please visit our website at northlakeuu.org. We would love to hear from you and continue the conversation. Thank you once again for being part of our podcast. Blessings to you as you journey onward.